And they say, this is from Tao Te Tung, when a country obtains great power, it becomes like the sea. All streams run downward onto it. The more powerful it grows, the greater need for humility. Humility means trusting the Tao, thus never ending, never needing to be defensive. A great nation is like a great man. When he makes a mistake, he realizes it. Having realized it, he admits it. Having admitted, he corrects it. He considers those who point out his faults as his most benevolent teacher. He thinks of his enemy as a shadow that he himself casts. If a nation is centered in Tao, if it nourishes, it nourishes its own people and doesn't meddle in the affairs of others, it will be a light to all other nations in the world. Oh, and welcome. This is Andrew Fetter. When Pigs Fly, coming from you, from straight from Las Vegas. And I know this is going to be a very different type of show today. And before I get to my meat of the show, as they say, I have a couple special announcements to make. First, one is I'm having a book signing event on March 8th for my book, The Heretic. And please do check out if you have any questions or interested. Check out AndrewTheHeretic.com. But I'm having my signing event here in Las Vegas on March 8th, which is on a Saturday, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Borders Bookstore, from 1 p.m. to 4, and that's the Borders that is on Decatur and Sahara, 2323 South Decatur. The other announcements I want to make, I'm really pleased to have on next month, I will have Ricky back on. If you haven't remember who he was the abductee. He told his story and insights of his experience with the ETs and what they informed him and whatnot. Well, I'm having him back on for part two. So please check out through the archives and listen to his show. If you have any questions, please do call in on the air. We will be taking calls. So I'm looking really forward to that. And then I'm having another, like, first of all, on my show, I respect everybody's opinions. Everybody has their own opinions. We're all different. And I'm going to have a group, I'm sure you heard of, may have heard of them, called Realist. They believe in Real. They believe in that we are created by a extraterrestrials, and there's a guy named Rial who believes he says he was picked up by an extraterrestrial or had contact with an extraterrestrial, and then informed him that we were literally created by extraterrestrials, and they have their own philosophy. A lot of things is counter to mine, but like I said, I do embrace everybody's ideas that come onto my show, and everybody, like I said, has their own point of view. And so I think an important thing that people need to always listen to other persons, other views, and respect them, and knowing that both may have different views, and in light of that, respect each other's ideas. And those are, I'm talking about ideas, not when they basically come in contact and try to implement and enforce their ideas upon other people that may construe or limit the other person's freedom or free thought or for their own control or illusion of control, which I will get into right now. And one of the things I was pondering when I was going to do the show, actually I had an idea of what I want to do today and explain. I'm sure everybody saw "What If" on the front of my page. But it's a compilation of a lot of things, because everything's sort of grouped into one bunch, and it's coming to a head of a lot of moments. So in this terms, it reminds me of Samuel Jackson when he held out his gun and he's about to shoot somebody in the movie, Quentin Tarantino's movie. And then where he spills out, "I will wreak frightful vengeance upon them by furious punishment, and when I inflict my vengeance upon them, they shall know I am the Lord." Well, it has a lot to do with what I'm about to say. Because everybody who feels disempowered, lacking control, manipulation, not knowing what's really going on, the truth, because there are reasons why you're being lied to, there are reasons why they take thinking, making you think there's an illusionary control. There's reasons why they want to make you feel helpless. They will use the elements of guilt. They will use the elements of fear. And yes, fear is an illusion, contrary to what a lot of people think. It is an illusion. I don't need to elaborate on that. You can always check out, and I don't like saying go check back, but it is an illusion, fear is an illusion, but you can always check out how I go into detail of that element in one of my past shows, because that would take a whole half an hour itself. But the bottom line is, well, we're talking about three things, which are basically one: self-esteem, self-worth, self-love. These are simply the basis, the very basis for all issues and dynamics. Because, you know, in the universe, there's really four basic laws. All right? And everybody's going, it's very, very, very simple. People try to make things so complicated all the time so they can write more books, they can give out more speeches, so they can do more talk shows, more interviews, and it's pure BS bullshit. There's four basic ideas in the universe, the laws of the universe. One is, you exist. You will always exist, no matter what form or another, you will always exist. You'll exist because your soul does not die. That's why there's no fear. Your soul keeps on going. You shall always exist. That's rule number one. Rule number two, we are all connected. every element, every situation, every vibration, every atom, every energy force, we are all interrelated. Our souls are connected. We are one. The universe is on a whole as one. We're not separate. We have the illusion that we're separate. We have the perception of that we're separate. We are all connected. That's rule number two. Rule number three is whatever you put out, you'll get back. For every reaction, there's a reaction. That's a fact. Every situation, there is, for every action, there's a reaction. So whatever you put out, there will be a reaction, and you'll receive it back. That's rule number three. Rule number four, the only thing that's consistently, and it's a constant no matter what any of it, is change. Things will always change. Because change is life. Change is growth. So I get back to the dynamics. Your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-love. And then there will be some who will say, what's the point? What is the point? And my answer is, as Thomas Paine would have said, reason obeys itself and ignorance submits to whatever it is dictated to it. Again, reason obeys itself. Ignorance says, okay, whatever you tell me, I'll do it, whatever. That is the point. Again, self-worth, self-esteem, self-love. But they're in control. Some will say, are they? Are they really in control? Look in the government, yeah, maybe a lot of things, situations, you may think they're in control. They want to put that illusion that they're in control. They're not in control. Remember my four rules. For every action, there's a reaction. So if they put an illusion that you're in control, your reaction is only, you can react as believing it, that illusion, because they're not in reality, not in control. No, they don't really have control. They can suddenly die tomorrow. They can suddenly, people can stand up and say, hell no, I'm not going to take it anymore. They're not in control. So who says they're in control? Then there will be a lot of people saying, hell, man, do you know about all them conspiracies? And then some people go, oh, nuts, what are they talking about? But if you close your eyes and you close your ears, what are you? Submitting, what's that? Ignorance. Ignorance submits to whatever is dictated to it. Because there's a group called the Bilderbergs. And you guys, by the way, can check out on my blog site I had posted, which is andrew.myufo.com. And I put on it's about 2-hour spiel about from Alex Jones and with detailed background of historical of groups forming together since the time of Roman times. And it's not BS, it's just laying out, here it is, and you take it for what it is. Again, reason obeys itself, ignorance submits to whatever is dictated to it. So you look at it, you make your own judgment, because I know you have self-worth, self-love, and self-esteem. But there are a group called the Bilderbergs. It was a group formed back in 1947 because they were in the Bilderberg Hotel. And it's a commission, and they also interrelated to the Trilad Commission and the Council of Foreign Affairs, which was Council of Foreign Affairs was formed back in early 1900s. And these groups get together. It's particularly the Bilderbergs because they are the, I guess you could call the hierarchy of the trio there. And they're the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Morgans. If you see who's listed on these, their meetings, the Clintons, the Bushes, even the Obamas, will surprise a lot of people, the Edwards, the Cheneys, the Carters, you'll be surprised who attends these meetings. People who, Peter Jennings, people you would never think of who are associated in the press. I mean, there's a list. You can go down the list. And they're not there to discuss, oh, hey, how's the weather? Or, hey, what kind of car do you know? Or what's a good place to go travel? Or let's go play, you know, snooker. Or let's go ahead and go snowboarding or ski boarding someplace. They're formulating policies to form what is called the New World Order. They've told it. They've said it. It's not coincidence. It's constantly being expressed. It's still happening. But they think they're in control. And like a lot of, they're trying to utilize a method of creating a fascist state, a fascist universal state within the world, without doing straight up violence like the Nazis tried, because that was another group, because they tried to do, the Nazis tried to do it, you know, out of violence. They did incrementally, the banks, figures in certain spot places, manipulating the policies. They will infuse certain areas that create war, to create strategic movement, to move into their situation. Like the EU is developed. NAFTA is not a coincidence. They're trying to form it out now, and like EU and AU. In the Middle East, they're doing the same thing with the Israelis and the Arabs. The peace agreements that are going to be formed, putting together, it's not dealing with peace. It's trying to formulate their new Middle East union. The Chinese are already falling into place with the Japanese and everybody else, and they're trying to formulate the Asian, because they're breaking it up in areas. There's going to be sections. They've also talked about knocking down the populace. But are they in control? Some will say. I say they're not. They're the bankers, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Rothschilds. If you look at the Federal Reserve, it's privately owned. Not government, not of the people, for the people. So who dictates who? You can stick your head and play the ostrich, or you can have self-esteem, self-worth, and say, hell no. Some people would say, oh, what can we do again? How can we stand up? Gee. I think in 1776, a small group of patriots stood up to a monolith of a power. There was the Hebrews stood up when they left Egypt. There was Jesus who stood up and said, hey, in light of what the Christians think of today, the Orthodox Christian, but he stood up, no organized religion. Religion's in your heart. He stood up. Buddha stood up. Gandhi stood up. Malcolm X stood up. MLK said, hey, I have a dream, and he stood up to make a change, to take away their control. And then there's going to be some that will say, well, you know what? Organized religions are the way to go. But then I forgot to elaborate. it's the same people who say, well, the system is set and we can't do anything. That's what they're going to tell you. The media is also in control of everything, but are they really? They're trying to create that illusion, but controlling the media of the information does get out through the internet. For every action, there's a reaction. That was rule number 3. So, getting back to organized religion, some will say, oh, that's the way to go. That's the moral thing. You need to go to a church, a temple, a mosque. They'll say the priest said, the minister said, the pastor said, the rabbi said, the imam said, the ayatollah said, the monk said. They will all say that I'm a heretic. They may even say I'm the Antichrist, I'm blasphemous, I'm the devil. And what I'm trying to say to you is a satanic tricking of you. But am I the one who's doing the tricking? Am I the one who's doing the lying? Am I the one who's doing the manipulation? Am I? I will say that God is within us, and we don't need anyone else to make that divine connection for us. They will say that we are separated from God and that we need them to make that divine connection. I say that we are free to make our choices on our own and that we must take personal responsibility for our actions. They will say we must make their choices and act their way. My way is the theme of spirituality is unconditional. Their way, the theme of religion, is fear and guilt. My way is spirituality does not require us to make donations. Their way, their religion, has become a big business. I say there is no hell, no judgment, no angry God, that we are loved unconditionally. They will say there is hell. God gets angry and judges us, and therefore we are not loved unconditionally. I say we are free to choose our path to God. They will say, no, we are commanded to do it their way. My way says we go to God to lighten our heart. They say that they have taught us to fear, that they need to teach us to fear their God. I say we should be not ashamed of our sexuality, that it should be sacred and the sacred celebration of love. They have taught us to feel ashamed, guilty, and dirty about our sexuality. My way teaches us to honor and respect Mother Earth. Their way has told us to be, thou shalt be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. And I repeat, subdue the earth. My way reminds us that we are one with God and with the universe and with everyone else, every being, every element. Their way teaches disunity, separation, which is opposite of God. My way, God is within. Their way, their religion, says He is in heaven, that they are the only intermediaries for us. I say we are born innocent and pure, of purity. They say we are born with sin. I say that we are on a long spiritual adventure, a spiritual path, a journey, which will ultimately end by reuniting with our source. They will say we've got one life to get it all right, and there is no other but heaven or hell after that. I say we are free to express our beliefs, our opinions. What have they given us? They have given us the dreaded Inquisition. I say there's unconditional love for all. They have given us the Crusades, in which many were killed, raped, tortured, slaughtered, all in the name of God. I say that we should love one another unconditionally, always honor the rights and choices of others. They, on the other hand, have treated the Native Americans, the Mayans, the Jews, other indigenous cultures, Africans, as savage primitives who must be saved. I say, spirituality teaches peace and harmony. Their religion has caused more wars, more killing than any other reason. I say, spirituality says respect all living things. I never heard of any religion say, stop slaughtering millions of trees every year for Christ's birthday. I say, have faith in ourselves. They say that they will teach us to have faith in them. I say we all have all the answers, that we can find them by going within. But they will tell you that it's them that has all the answers, and only its answers are the right ones. I say, search for the universal truths, and our hearts will tell us them when we have found them. They, of course, will say, we have no choice but to accept their version of their choice, of their version of what is truth. So what feels more correctly? Go to your heart for the answer, because that is the truth. I guess I'll be damned for that, won't I? But they'll trick you and lie to you, like I said. But there's another element I'd like to expand upon as well. That is what they will say, or some will say, finite is reality. But is it? Some will say that DNA is your consciousness. But is it? The universe is not finite. That has been proven mathematically, scientifically, empirically. We can look through the quantum physics of today, from energy, which can verify, looking at the quantum physics of both the quantum physics as well as the relativity theories, that show a correlation that the universe is infinite. You go through within the element of the atom, and you can keep on going. We do not know exactly where the electrons are. We know approximation of where they might be. Therefore, it is infinite. And then there's the thing of energy, the quantum, that there's a pattern, there's a wave. What is that wave? We can't put our finger on it. Therefore, it's infinite. Do you see the photon of light? No, you see the reflection of light. Do you see the wavelengths through the radio, through your cell phone? No, because it's a wavelength. It's a wave. It is a quantum wave. There are so many things out there that because we're looking at things finite that we're not even touching. Even our own science have utilized methodology of a finite nature. That is why we have been limited into the abilities of what we're able to do. That is why we can't even go past outside our own solar system. We think we have to go on a spacecraft that propels us against only one kind of force we've been utilizing, called gravity force, by proportioning ourselves out through a vessel. Because we haven't even understood, we haven't even tried to utilize anti-gravity and going beyond different dimensions, which we do now have that ability, contrary to what you've been told or been implied, because it's part of control. They don't want you to know that we do not need fossil fuels. We do not need coal. We do not need nuclear power in the sense that you think, like fission, we could use fusion if we would like, which is, by the way, a clean source. We have that ability. We've had it for a number of years. We've had the ability, actually even better than that, using anti-gravity elements of Tesla's laws, his abilities from his theories that go for over almost 100 years, but were finally put together over 50 years, and that hasn't been proved. And if you would like, go on to my blog. Again, that's andrew.myufo.com, at your convenience. Of course, I put other things you can, the truth can you handle it. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff there about extraterrestrials, which I'll get into. But I left in there, I purposely put up a very informative information that dealt with anti-gravity and free energy and the technology by Stan Dale. He explains very methodically, even if you don't understand anything about energy, anti-gravity, it's all confusing. If you're not the most mathematical inclined or whatever, it doesn't matter. Check that out, because he goes and explains very simply about what is anti-gravity. And, of course, we have that ability to utilize that and put that into a mechanical situation to implement, or not necessarily free energy, because it's not necessarily free, because you still have to make the machine. But it's just out there. It's free. But why don't they want that out there? Again, it goes back to a certain groups, the Bilderbergs, the conspiracies that we don't want to talk about. They're in control. They only think they're in control. All these things are all related together, by the way, which we'll all get to down the line. Like I said, these things are all connected. You know, these energy sources and the energy abilities that we can use, we don't even need them. We have anti-gravity, electromagnetic abilities. I'll give you an example, real simple. If you take, you know, Newton's law, where you take two balls and you can have one really big ball, like a bowling ball, and let's say a basketball, stand on a roof or whatever, and you can drop them, both of them having different mass size, right? And you drop them from the exact same spot, equal in height, they will hit the ground at the same time, although one weighs more than another, right? That shows what gravity is constant. What they were showing, I saw one scientist even show that you can take two elements, and you take one of the balls and you stick in there a electronic magnetic element, which would be condensed, so they're opposite, and you push these two, like basically magnets together, or screws them together. You drop the two balls now together, and what happens is the one ball will get there that doesn't have the magnetic force will hit the ground faster. The one that has the magnet actually goes down slower. And the reason why is the counter force of electromagnetic energy. Thus, we have the ability of anti-gravity. And it simply coils. It's really, really simple. But they don't want that us to use it. And where's that technology and that ability come from? Wow, this is the most perplexing thing. Everybody talks about extraterrestrials, UFO, flying saucers, technology that Allison came out of nowhere. I'm not saying that us humans have developed it on our own, but don't you think that's a coincidence? There is the acknowledgement around the world about UFOs, except for this country, be able to let you know ETs. Where's the Bilderberg connection? Where are these groups? They do not really want this to come out, too out. They'll give you bits and pieces, let you play with your fantasy world, thinking, oh, maybe they are, maybe they're not. Let the UFO chasers, you know, have talk radio shows, internet shows. They do not really want this to come full scale because they think they're in control. Because if you knew the truth, you knew they were out there, they knew the information that has been delegated to governments, particularly this one, the United States, of developing technology and things and whatnot, you would be in shock. They don't want that, because if that came, it would upset the apple cart, as they say. It would flip the chessboard. That is the key. Because if they are not, if they want to keep that illusion of control, and if UFOs, all of a sudden, you know, extraterrestrials landed, you know, they were shown, like, on CNN, hello, walking down the street, their whole system of their illusionary control would be kiltered. They would not be in control no more. Their whole system of the New World Order would not exist. So some of you might be going, well, why don't these extraterrestrials come down? Why aren't they coming down and, you know, this whole thing about extraterrestrials, why don't they just show up and be out there in full public? Well, think about it. Go through the history of man. I mean, we are part of their universe. But how far up the ladder do you think we really are? Let's say if we call it the food chain, our mentality. I mean, even our civilizations, how when we look into other civilizations and we say, oh, my God, they're like salvage, they're barbaric because they kill each other. And people, I remember, if you ever watched, what was that movie, Mel Gibson's movie with the Mayans, and they put up, slaughter people, cut off their heads and pull out their hearts, the Mayans, and you'd go, oh my God, how cruel, how vicious, how barbaric. You would say that, right? Well, just think how they think of us. That we'd kill each other over borders. We kill each other over whose God is better, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, or a Jew, a Buddhist, or whatever, or non-God if you're a communist. They look at us like we're like basically not too high on the realm. But things have been changing a lot. A lot of things have been changing. And I told you, the first rule, your soul always exists, never goes away. You always will. Number two, I told you how we're all connected. We're connected to them. They know it. Not all of us are aware of it. Rule number three, for every action, there's a reaction. So what you put out, you will receive. And the fourth, which the Bilderbergs are afraid of, which they forget that rule, there's change. Change is coming, whether they like it or not. There is not going to be a control like they think there will be. People talk of 2012. No, it's already starting. 2008, things are starting to happen. There are star souls, warriors of light out there who are giving more and more talk shows, perhaps on BBS radio or other, where there are the people, the kids that you've heard of, the, what do they call them, the ultraviolet, the indigo kids, who are clairvoyant. There's a lot of people who I would say are called star souls or even people who are walking toward the light, or people who are warriors of light, who are delegating information to giving people self-esteem, self-worth, standing up for their own, not the fall in pace of the illusionary BS that's being perpetrated by them. This is coming out. It's unfolding. As I'm talking to you, things are unfolding. Yes, they are here. You don't see the extraterrestrials. They are here. They're watching everything. They see all the stuff that's happening. You will see more sightings and more information coming out as time progresses. We are having elections where we have, in the United States, a woman and an African-American, a black man, running for on the Democratic Party for the first time. And though the Clintons may have been part of the Bilderbergs, and maybe the Obamas, but they will have a world of surprise themselves. People can change their paths. People can change their ways. Things are about to crack. Things are about to unfold. Yep, that's what's going to happen. 2008. The unfolding begins. It's going to lead into the 2009. There's going to be a lot of chaos. You will see droughts, hurricanes. You will see people getting more upset, afraid. They're going to be the opposite end, people who are more centered, people opening up to their hearts, people becoming more connected. A polarization will happen upon this planet. People will expand one way. They will have their choice. Those who will be afraid and those who will embrace the change. Those who have always looked in within their hearts and those who have been told what to believe. But there will be a change, and the change is already happening. Whether the Bilderbergs like it, will the Trilads like it, whether the Bushes don't like it. Things are changing. The EU, all that stuff. Yeah, there might be a new world order, but not the one that they think that's going to happen. There will not be borders as we know it. There will not be, my God is better than your God. It's our God, our belief. We will all be the realize we are all the leaves on that tree looking in different directions, but we are all connected. We will learn to not look at things on a finite level, but an infinite level. Our science will abruptly change. We will look things on a scientific level through an infinite path. We will learn to discover new things on different planets, new elements, new life. We'll see life like we on Mars and other planets, or moons. We'll look beyond our own solar system, because then we have the ability to transport ourselves in other aspects from a non-linearization of time. We'll be able to transfer ourselves against not just utilizing, propelling ourselves from gravity, but utilizing electromagnetic forces as well. We'll open the skill and not limit ourselves to all possibilities. We'll not fall within their path of destroying our planet. We'll reverse the trend of global warming, our Mother Earth. We'll save things. We'll transform things. We'll look into ourselves and realize the true love that's within us. We'll grow and heal ourselves. We'll have self-worth, self-esteem, and self-love. These are passing. These are coming. These are now. This is the change. This is happening. It's slowly progressing. It's not a revolution. It's an evolution. But since time is how you perceive it, I look at it as a revolution. Because it will be happening 2008, 2009, 2010. And time we hit 2012, yes, we'll have a relationship with extraterrestrials, totally wide open. Disclosure will be unfolded completely within the year two, starting 2008, 2009. There'll be more extraterrestrial sightings, more UFO sightings, more connections, more people. It will not be the abductions, it will be the contacts. In the next 4 years, religion will change. Organized religion will be of the past. There will not be the Judaism, the Christianity, the Muslim, the Buddhism, the Taoism. It will be the ism. Everybody will have their own ism, all connected though. There will not be that business. Economics will slowly evolve, but that won't happen for another 50 years. That will change as well, too. Not into a communist system. We'll be part of their system. We will eventually be a part of a federation. That is the implementation of our planet, to be part of the general federations. We are the lowest denominator of species in the universe, and they are trying to rise us. And it's rising already. It's rising without them even doing. And that's why they say perfect timing is a perfect place. Everything has a perfect timing. It does. Some people go, why didn't you just come down here and show us? Because we are not ready. We are now becoming ready. We are now opening our eyes and our ears. There will be some people, some churches, will say that they're demons or Satans, make up some bullshit. That's where the fear will come in, the illusion. There are people may even be killing themselves or try to do something to these extraterrestrials. But it will counter for every action, there will be a reaction. We will see we're not by ourselves within the universe. It will not be in a utopia, like kumbaya. Nothing's kumbaya. Because we'll learn to grow and achieve things. There will be new obstacles, new things that we need to grow upon. But the warriors of light are here. You may be the warrior of light, and you don't even know it. Listen to your heart. Walk through the path. Stand up. Make your voice heard. Write that editorial. Talk to your neighbor, your friends. Investigate. Find out the truth about extraterrestrials. Find their truth about the Bilderbergs. The more that things that are open, the more that that's out there, the less control. Control is an illusion. There's a famous book called Sirens of Titan by Kurt Vonnegut. Shows the illusion of control. But this is happening. This is what's going to happen. Things are about to unfold. Some people say, huh? So are you making a prophecy or a prediction? No. I'm just telling how it is. This is the moment that's out to happen if we continue on this course. Of course, we can always make our own modifications. And no matter what path you turn and go, we will end up in that divisive point. How we get there is a whole other matter. But how we color our path to get there is another matter. But it's already happening. And within our element of time, like I said, this is happening starting this year, it's going on a more escalated level. You will hear people on this particular radio show, on many hosts that will be coming out more and more, receiving more information by our friends, being transferred to their DNA, to their subject, to their minds, where they expand upon more knowledge, more information, to enrich us, to open our eyes, to delegate, to trust ourselves, to believe in ourselves, to have self-worth, self-esteem, to investigate, not take things for granted, learning to love those things around you, learning to love your enemies if it was yourself, because your enemy, like I said, is the shadow of yourself. Don't have to go and kiss the person who just punched you in the face. But you can realize he is for, or she is for what they are. Not turn the other cheek. You can defend yourself, but at the same time, look at it objectively. That it was a time of learning, an experience, a learning experience, your reaction to it. For all our experiences that we do, are part of our experiences, are part of learning lessons. You are put in your soul. Your soul is put into your embodiment at this time. You have chosen to learn to overcome certain learning events and experience certain things to heal yourself. Things are happening. And all I can say is, what if? What if? What if you had self-esteem, self-worth, self-love? What if we stood up? What if we said, no more, we're not going to take it anymore? And with that, I say, come, let us go up to the mount of the Lord, to the God, the house of God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, for instruction shall come forth, Zion, the word, the Lord from Jerusalem. Thus nations he will judge upon nations, and arbitrate for the many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks, and nation shall not take up sword against nation, and there shall never again no war. And with that, I want to thank you all for listening to my show, and future listeners. I want to thank BBS Radio for producing my show. Again, this is Andrew Fetter with Pigs Fly. And have a great day, and God bless you all. Thank you. And I close with We Belong.
Hello, my name is Ian, and I want to invite you to visit Ian.
Times I've tried to tell you, 20 times I've cried alone. With some surprise, how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you really, just wanna break the ice. Do I look silly to you?